saying that critics who claim your global vaccination program is nothing more than a eugenics program.
A huge
eugenics. Over 48,000 children in India have been paralyzed due to polio vaccine volunteer foundation.
No. I mean, nothing is saving more lives than vaccination. The key figure that we think about in terms of what we're prioritizing is the tragic death of young people. And but if you go back to about the time I was born.
Does it matter if 48,000 children suffered permanent neurological damage and were paralyzed if it's in the name of philanthropy? But the problem is these vaccines have actually been shown to cause the very diseases they're supposed to prevent.
And here it is in PharmaBiz, a big Indian pharmaceutical portal, about how their push for polio eradication is unethical. There's monetary reasons for that, but also the biggest thing is that 47,500 cases of non-polio paralysis have showed up in India's National Polio Surveillance Project, showing that children are becoming paralyzed from taking the polio vaccines.
These studies also found that these children were more than twice the risk of dying than those who would have possibly been infected by the wild polio virus.
And the wild polio virus is indistinguishable from the vaccine-derived paralysis. And all this despite the fact that India was statistically polio-free in 2011. So you may say the ends justify the means, maybe it's worth it, but 47,000 people were not even going to be getting polio in India. It was going to be less than 10 or something.
And now they're paralyzed and have twice the risk of dying. And if it's clinically indistinguishable from polio paralysis, then that means we don't even know at the data we've had for the last 50 years if those incidences of polio outbreak were caused by the virus or they were caused by the vaccine.